Could I have one of the young men ask for pray tonight for the time and ask the Lord what they think?
Let's pray. Gracious Father,
here we are tonight to have our hearts filled and satisfied. We just had a gospel meeting on the other side of the room, the wall. And I'd like to talk to you tonight about the word judgment. Is it right or is it wrong to judge? I'm not talking about, and I'd like participation tonight, and I'm not sure how this is going to work. But I want you to be thinking about that. I'm not talking about eternal judgment. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, am I saying it right? John 5:24, hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, it's well with your soul. Here the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us, has paid, suffered, died, the just for the unjust to bring us to God. And now we can come in peace, having our hearts touched to want to please him. And I come to you tonight, I'd like to talk to you especially that know Christ is your Savior. I believe there's a problem. And is it right to judge or is it not right to judge? And I want you to be thinking maybe about some verses that might have to do with that. Raise your hand if, either way. Yes?
I think we should ask, who has the right to judge?
Who has the right to judge? We all agree, and that's helping me. Who has the right to judge? God has the right to judge. But do you have the right to judge? The Word of God has the right to judge. And the Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing between the soul and the spirit, and is a discerner of your thoughts and intents of your heart. That is very hard for people to judge. I'm going to ask the question again. I'd like someone to help. Is it right for you and I to judge other people?
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 6.
1 Corinthians 6. Let's turn there, and then I'm going to come to you just a minute. No. 1 Corinthians 6. Can you read it for us? Or 1 Corinthians 5?
1 Corinthians 6 is what I was thinking up here. There any of you, having a matter against another, put the law before the unjust, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things pertaining to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall judge, but that shall be able to judge between the brethren. But brother, go to war with brother, and then before the unbelievers.
That's good. That's good. You got it.
There's some context here, though, too. Perhaps.
And that is exactly right. He is bringing context to it. By his verse that he read, is it right for people to judge other people? I heard a small yes.
Yes.
It is right. And in this is the context to it. Christians are going to judge angels. The chapter before, it's talking about in the assembly, when there's a list of things, you just one page over. Verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them that are without? Do ye not judge them that are within? But them that are without, God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. There are certain contexts where we have to obey God. And in the assembly, there has to be a judgment and a punishment or a consequence put on it. Is there a time where we're not to judge people? You were going to say we should judge people. What were you going to say?
You think it's wrong to judge people or not to judge people?
It's wrong to judge. I'm a people.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus said, does anybody know where those verses are in the Bible? With the context? Yes.
Judge not that ye be not judged.
Thank you.
Do you know where?
Got his verse wrong. Thank you. That is in Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2. Would somebody please read that for us?
Judge not that ye be not judged. So when what judgment ye judge me, then be judged. And
very good.
For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. That context is talking about judging somebody's motives. Let me just read you the definitions. I wrote out the definitions so that we could get what it means. It's pretty broad. Judge. A public office, the noun is a public office to decide cases in a court of law. As a verb, it's to form an opinion or a conclusion about, to decide, to consider, to believe, to think, to deem, to view, to deduce, to gather, to infer, to guess, to surmise, to conjecture, regard as, to rate as, to class as. I was very happy for the brother Robert Boulard read about Jehoshaphat, and he was a good man. As soon as he became king, he just started picking you, and he sent them out into his kingdom to teach the word of God. And it had a tremendous effect on his reign. And then later on, he sent people out and he set judges in different places to judge those that had the word of God to say, this is right or this is wrong. All through the Old Testament, and even in the New Testament, we have a judge. We have judges. They're supposed to be just. And whenever in the Old Testament especially, it was mentioned, remember you are judging for God. It's not your opinion of what you want to happen. It's what does God have to say. And that's why we had some of these verses about God is the one that judges. But we personally are making judgments every day. Some of us have good judgment and some of us have bad judgment. And there are I'd like to... Our time is almost up. in Matthew 5:25. So the answer is, yes, we should not judge one another, especially their motives. But yes, we should make judgments. And there is a time to do it. We're making them every day as far as decisions to do this or that. Is this right or this wrong? Before I read too far, when Matthew 23:23, the Lord Jesus was talking about you're straining at gnats. You're talking about all these fine points, but the weightier matters of the law, mercy, judgment, mercy and faith, these you ought to have done. Judgment. Before the Lord, if we're not doing what is right and holy and honest before God, it's like straining at gnats and swallowing camels that are going to destroy us and hurt one another. Matthew 5:25, it says, we need to do it. Agree with thine adversary when you're in the way, lest he deliver thee to the judges, and the judge to the officer, and you pay the very last farthing, it says. When you see someone doing something wrong, you make a judgment inside yourself. It's wrong or right. If your brother offend against you, you make a judgment call. That's not right. Do you go and you tell somebody else about it? I judge this wrong and I judge that wrong. He's doing that wrong. And then it's a secret. So you know what a secret is? It's something you only tell one person at a time. And they tell someone, and they tell someone, and they tell someone, and you may never know the truth of why the person did it. And you are judging them, and you can destroy people's lives by judging them. But if someone offends you, if someone is doing something wrong, this verse in Matthew 5, the first place it says about judging in the New Testament, it says to agree with them. Go to the there's a place in the Bible that says, go to the person themselves. And if he hear you, you've got it all settled up. You've helped. You've corrected. And if he won't listen, what do you do? Good. I'd like you to say, with you, you go back to him. You don't take two or three others to tell more people. It says to try to, you have people that will help judge. And I don't know where this is. I need to just finish up here. But there is a great need among people where people are, things are wrong or happening to them. And they say, I don't know. I can't talk to anybody about this. Is it right or is it wrong? And there should be people to go to and say, can you help me? Those are people that will help judge, to bring the word of God. What does God say about this? Will you be willing to be available that other people can talk their problems about and you can bring the word of God to it and judge right? Matthew 18. Would you read those for us?
Matthew 18:15. For if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in his mouth two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
Very good. And hopefully you get it settled out. But if he will not listen to you and he will not listen to others, then this says, take it to the church. That is, there are people that are there to help judge. Yes, you're right, or you're wrong, and accept it. I was thinking of 1 Corinthians 11, 31 and 32. It says, if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged of others. We have a problem sometimes in self-judgment. We need each other. And 1 Corinthians 14, 29. Here at the conference, we can apply it. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the rest sleep. No. What is the verse? Let the others judge. We should be listening like those in Berea. Those in Berea were more noble because they received the word and searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. They need to make a judgment call, and I believe it's wrong to judge people's motives, to tell others about it. But it is right to keep evaluating by the Word of God. I'm glad we started with that. To evaluate, Lord, is this what you're saying? One last verse in 1 Peter 3:23. Yes, this is the Lord Jesus, who suffered for us, leaving us an example in verse 21 that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteousness, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. The Lord Jesus, he was judged of others, and he committed his soul to him that judges righteously for our good. Our God and our Father, we give thanks for a conference like this, and we do pray that we would be attentive, that we would listen. Are these things so? And have them straight in our mind, but not just to know it, Lord. We do pray that we would do it, that we would be not only hearers of the word, but doers of it, and that we would work righteousness in our own lives, that we would have self-judgment, that we judge those things that no one sees, so that it doesn't grow into something that people do see. And help us with tender care and concern to, when we judge someone is doing something wrong, to restore them, to bring them back to Thee, Lord, to help them so that the fruit of their actions doesn't destroy them. Help us to show mercy and truth together. So we do pray these things. We thank Thee for those that we can go to, that judge correctly and help us to see Your mind. And we do pray for these young ones, that as others would come to them, that they would be a true friend and go to those important things, things that need to be brought to light, that we'd confess our faults one to another, pray for one another, that we'd be healed. So we give thanks now for the refreshments and commit the evening to Thee, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.